Hey everyone, it's the Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Mike Wobshall, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, coming to you after the disappointing Vikings loss. They fall here at home at U.S. Bank Stadium to the Indianapolis Colts. 34-6 was the score. It was 27-0 at one time. Paul, your thoughts?
Well, you come into the game hoping to transform the Colts to geldings. Your knives are sharpened, and instead, speaking of horse racing, they run away from you like your sham and their secretariat. That was that. It was an aberration. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts, there's no team in the NFL that much better than the Minnesota Vikings. The thing got out of hand. Now you go to Lambeau for the season's penultimate game, and we start over from there and see what happens.
Yeah, when you look at where this game really got left-handed on us and went wrong, I think there's a few places you can start. The weird penalty on Linval on a spot where the Vikings held the Colts to a field goal try.
Right.
And it looked like we were going to be down 10-0 possibly. That turned into being down 14-0, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then the Adrian fumble as he ran into the red zone. Those are two things that kind of flipped this game in Indy's favor.
100% agree with you. Yeah, there was just a weird vibe at U.S. Bank Stadium today. I mean, everybody was jacked up and pumped up after they thawed out. I mean, seriously, it's so freaking cold outside. And, you know, those who had to wait to get into the gates and everything with the staff here doing the best job they can to accommodate everybody, people got in. You know, they were cold. It took everybody a while to warm up. But then Adrian Peterson was introduced, and the place went crazy. And the Colts, props to the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, seriously, it's the cliche tip your cap to Rob Chudzinski, the offensive coordinator for the Colts, because he kept the Vikings defense, one of the best in the NFL, off balance all day. With Andrew Luck, with empty backfields, running Frank Gore here, little shorties to Jack Doyle there. Eric Swoop, who had 10 receptions on the entire season, he caught his first National Football League touchdown today. So they had a wonderful plan. The Vikings never could get going. I agree with you on the Linval and Adrian moments. Obviously, a lot more than just that goes into a 34-6 butt-whooping at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, a couple of things that will tie up some loose ends here. The Vikings really missed Harrison Smith today, don't you think?
Big time, yeah. You know, Anthony Harris made his third career start first this season at Jacksonville. And, yeah, I think he had 7 tackles that game. By all accounts, he was okay, but he did give up a touchdown to Brian Walters relatively late in the game, and he was kind of lost on that play. You do stuff like that with quarterbacks like Andrew Luck, and they're going to put you in a spot to make you play and make you play up to the standards of Andrew Luck. Anthony had a bunch of tackles, but honestly looked to be a little overmatched today. And the whole Adrian Peterson situation was weird because you know, he came into the game averaging 1.9 yards per carry, hadn't played in 11 and a half games, and everybody wants to see him get loose for these super long touchdowns, and it just didn't happen. It just hasn't happened to really any running back all year for the Vikings. Then he had that bad fumble at the 9, and boy, the floodgates just opened, didn't they?
Ooh. Kyle Rudolph moved into second place all time for receiving yards by a tight end today.
Right.
Cordarrelle Patterson was fun to watch throughout the game, showed
Kai
a lot
Forbath,
of effort.
12 of 12.
Kai Forbath is now 12 of 12 on field goals as your Vikings kicker. So that's it for today. The Vikings will play the Green Bay Packers next week, as PA said. The game is on Saturday. It'll be at Lambeau Field. Make sure you tune in for that. Catch all the postgame content on Vikings.com and the Vikings app. And that's it for the Gatorade Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. On behalf of PA, it's Wobby saying goodbye.